Peter, did you do it yourself?
Yes. Not like my placemat.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joyce.
Okay,
you did not.
Did you climb up all by yourself, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
You know how to do it?
Uh-huh.
What did you do, Laura?
Laura has food for cereal for after this.
If you're hungry.
Tell me what you did, Laura. Daddy wants to know what you did. Daddy wants to know what you did.
My toe.
Did you climb up there?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Get up there.
You climbed up there.
Milky.
Did you climb up by yourself or did somebody help you?
Somebody
helped me. Who? Nobody helped you. Who helped you climb up?
Daddy did.
Daddy did?
Daddy. Lord helped Laura climb up.
Oh, so the water gate.
Well, I got
room
acting.
Yeah.
Pleaded guilty. A very big Nixon aide.
Really?
Yeah, right in the beginning of the water gate case.
Yeah. Want to wipe yourself?
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that Nixon got away with murder in that election.
No, don't spill it. Don't spill it. Only more if you don't spill it. Promise?
Okay.
That's real milk.
Good
milk.
Don't spill it. You mean real milk?
Not spilled milk.
How come?
So I bought it to make eggnog out of.
Uh-huh. Don't spill it now.
Good milk, heal soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, delicious milk, isn't it?
Do you want to say that aloud and read it to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the mother, I ain't back.
What?
It was good that for a full way, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Then we would have to take it to the pet.
To the vet store and learn how to take care of it. But I don't really know how to take care of it.
I mean, it would be very hard with Peanuts living here.
You can do it, that's what I feel. Fortunately, he was just stunned, but probably... They were lucky that Peanuts wasn't in the back patio. What do you need?
My orange.
Orange?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, it's pretty good. My gosh.
I do. I know most of the words the Lord says, don't I?
We all do.
Well, remember when you get those words and I know what they mean?
Yeah, I don't know sometimes. You need to. Did it squirt in your eye too?
Yeah. My eye too.
Squirted in your eye too?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Your eyes.
Did it hurt your eyes?
Uh-huh. Stings.
Yeah, it does. Citrus juice stings. I think you have dancing with Hillary today at your school.
Huh.
Clap, clap.
Yes. Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I stay at Susan's today?
Well, Eric is going to school.
Okay, I may go to school with Susie.
Of course.
So I do.
You can.
But I still have a little pink cold.
You have the choice of going to school with Susie or going to Polly's with me.
Or staying with Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have some cream, please?
Sure.
Hey, you know what?
What?
It's been hard for me to figure one thing out when you and Jack have cups of coffee.
Yeah. One and two halves would make two. Let's see if we can show you with a piece of paper. Would you like to see?
Uh-huh.
So we have it here. Take one of these pieces of paper. Okay, let's fold this paper in half and tear it so we have two pieces of paper. Okay? Okay, there are two pieces of paper, right? Okay, now here's one piece of paper.
Mama!
Mommy's showing Joanna something. There's one and a half pieces of paper. Is that as much as two pieces of paper?
And then if you put another piece
then
there.
If I put the other half in, then I've had two cups. Then I have two that are the same size. But if I have one and a half, I'm missing a part to make it the same size. Now I have two that are exact the same size. See that?
And then see, one, two, three.
No, it's three pieces of paper, but look at the amount. Is this piece of paper as big as that piece of paper?
No.
But if I put these two pieces of paper together, is this piece of paper as big as that piece of paper?
Yes.
Okay. Now if I take half of that piece of paper away, this piece of paper isn't as big as that piece of paper anymore. Alright. So one and a half isn't as much as two. Even though I have three little pieces of paper.
I still don't understand.
Mama?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to be able to understand that till you're eight. So don't worry about it. It's called conservation of matter. You don't have conservation in a child.
You know what?
Yeah, you had to go.
What?
When I'm 8 years old, someday I will have a dollar and
you will
come out.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite show.
Is that your favorite show? That's a long wait for your favorite show.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Laura. It was very nice of you.
You know what? On my 5th birthday, I got a special treat.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This Saturday, if the weather is nice.
If the weather is, that's a big if.
If it's not raining, okay? You and Laura are going to come somewhere fun with me. We're going to drop Daddy off on business in Newport Beach. And Daddy says there's a great big shopping center there that has place.
A beautiful playground.
Playground in it, and store windows to look in, and even a place to get some hot chocolate, isn't that right, Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Or an ice cream, or a cookie,
yeah,
or something.
Something
warm. Yeah.
Even a place to get a hot chocolate. So wouldn't that be fun to do?
Special playground. But it can't be cold.
Saturday, if it's not raining.
Is it Saturday?
No.
Two more days.
Two more days. Not Friday. Not today, not Friday, but Saturday.
Thank
you. Wouldn't you like to do that?
Saturday is before Sunday.
That's right. Would you like to do that?
No.
Come with me? That special place?
Yeah. Can I come? Can we see Newport Beach?
Yeah. Can we even meet Dr. Wagner?
Can I come here? Can I come?
Daddy doesn't think that's a good idea.
Can I come?
Yes, there's your toast.
So may I also show you?
Yes, you may.
My
daddy took some of your egg?
Uh-huh.
I see.
Here's what I'm going to do with mine. Take all this off and go and get another cake.
Well, that's what we'll do. We'll have a lovely afternoon. The three ladies will have a shopping spree.
Maybe we can even buy something.
Maybe Mommy can buy some red shoes.
If
there are any tennis balls.
Or maybe we can buy some tennis balls.
That would be a good idea if you buy red shoes, because they're America. We cheated by it for me, and then...
Well, I didn't get shoes when you and Laura got shoes. I had to wish I could get shoes, didn't I?
Well,
Sue,
it was even harder for me and Laura when you get shoes.
Well, sometimes we need to get something for
children.
Where?
How to cope with pediatric panic. I think you should like that.
Where's the stereo? Where's the stereo?
We'll have to look for it, don't we? Hey, what's up here? Is this cereal? No?
No, nothing in it.
Uh-oh. Where could that cereal be? Spill all of this. Can you imagine how angry somebody will be and how it'd be tough to clean up?
Well, just change the tablecloth and clean up the game. I'm going to have a bowl. We are going to have cereal bowls.
Good. Get your bowl. Where's your bowl?
Take like cereal, bulgogi, sashimi. Huh?
What?
Like the cereal more than me. Do you, Jack? Like the cereal?
Yeah, I like it.
Like it more than me? The cereal. How come you don't ever eat it, Jack?
I'm eating it right now.
He's a sneaky cereal eater. You're an open cereal eater.
Breakfast like we said.
What?
That's some milk.
That's some milk.
She says it's just like Lux milk.
Yeah, it's real milk. Whole milk. We usually drink skim milk. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
What?
You know what?
What?
How come you do not eat cereal for this we break breakfast like we do. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Kind of like to have farts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you had to, you would do it, wouldn't you? If we had no toast except cereal.
Yes, I would do it.
But nothing else. And we just had to have cereal for lunch and dinner and breakfast?
Sure, I would.
You could get a star cake.
Why?
Much oranges, you will.
Honey, I didn't have any orange here. I have mine left.
We'll eat all those oranges, children.
No, you had a whole orange. That's enough orange.
You have cereal, Laura. You still have orange.
Okay.
Timber, we
need the knife. The knife is sharp. Would you sit down, please? Would you like me to cut the orange? What? Well, if you do it yourself, you're going to get do it carefully, all right?
Okay.
Do it. You've got to turn the knife around. It's sharp. That's the wrong end of the knife, Laura. Look, sweetie. I'll help you do it yourself, okay? We'll do it together. Ready? There we go. Good job, Mommy and Laura. Okay.
Well, here's some more cereal.
No, I don't believe it does. I usually don't. Watch your step. Maybe we'll surprise you and get it cleaned up today. You never can tell.
How come you get all the cereal?
Oh. Fantastic.
You get your tennis racket?
Well, when Daddy and I would like to begin to play tennis, we haven't played in years. And you and Laura can help us by returning the balls, which we hit funny places.
Hey, Sue?
Yes?
I know how to play tennis.
You do?
Because you know what? One day with Irma, I played tennis.
Oh.
You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I did. I did, Sue.
One has a press and one doesn't.
Well, the one that doesn't have a press is probably barely ball hittable.
Really?
The word of that, sure. That's what keeps it from warm.
No, Jack. Stay away from that stereo. Mm-hmm.
You are.
Okay.
I'll be back in a second.
I'm going to do a quick cleanup job. I want to go to the
Well, I'm going to finish my shirt.
Nobody's rushing you, sweetie.
I read my very slowly.
Take your time. Mommy is just, this is one of Mommy's early mornings. Yesterday and today, we're both early mornings.
My pencil shirt, and so it's okay if this shirt gets dirty, but it's not okay if my pencil shirt gets dirty, because it's my shirt and I don't want my pencil shirt to get dirty.
Oh, I didn't know that there was all of that deep rooted.
So that's why I'm wearing this shirt with my pencil shirt, because I do not like my favorite shirt to get dirty. Let me get this, Bobby.
Okay.
No, don't throw it anymore.
Puppy.
You eat with the spoon.
Got my spoon right here.
Do you have your spoon right there? This floor is a broom and dustpan case.
Nobody's sleep up jackets or brooms.
Well, they'll have to be picked up, won't they?
Right until I finish with my cereal.
Nobody is rushing. I'm really not rushing.
I'm not rushing you.
All the nicest of families.
Sue?
What?
I think every time we buy new shoes, they can be sneakers.
Boy, that was a close one, Beezer.
Thank you, Sue.
Show my cup.
No, we don't drink cream, my dear lady.
Sue? Show
my cup.
Yes, Joe?
I think when all we have to buy new shoes, we should buy tennis shoes.
Is that what you think? Would you like a little milk in your cup, Loris?
No.
Some cereal
in a cup? No, cereal doesn't go in a cup.
Silly Willy.
Silly Willis. Willis Sillius.
Yeah.
Willis Sillius.
Yeah.
Oh, Willis. Willis.
Phyllis Willis Sillius.
Willis kisses Mrs. Nissus.
Okay, you want to do another rhyme?
Mm-hmm.
There is a big chunk of skunk.
There is a big chunk of gunk. Not gunk is soup?
No.
Cement wood.
I see.
Jim.
The big chunk of dunk went plunk.
The big tree in a large leaf went wee.
The small stall hit the ball.
The little baby said a fee, and the little baby said my leave. And more knives are not supposed to be
found. Oh, honey, the knife is sharp. You'll cut your tongue. You don't want to have a cut tongue. Let's take that. You don't want a cut tongue. May I clean up some of your garbage here?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Good luck, Baker Cereal.
Yet not quite. The smiley lion said,
For my pie.
Oh, that's a good one.
The smiling lion for my little pie, and my little pie goes to the lion.
Okay, here's another one. The big dust mop went plop.
The big flower went, the big flower can go mower.
What?
The big flower can go mower. Mow.
Laura, would you like to say anything more?
Uh-huh.
What would you like to say?
Cereal.
Cereal?
My cereal.
Don't you have enough cereal?
More.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Then there's some more cereal.
Okay, just I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat too much more than that, Joanna, because you are going to discover that you have a stomachache. Apple juice. There was something else I was going to put on this grocery list.
What is it?
Salad oil, wrist crackers, garlic salt, tuna, apple juice.
So do we need, I love pineapple juice.
We have some here. We can have some too.
That is
soap. No, Laura, no, that's hot. Oh, well, blowing on it won't make it any better. That's the coffee pot. It's not.
Get down?
Yeah. Okay. Down you go. Off you go.